Don't waste your hard-earned money on naming a star. We'll tell you why next on Western Life Radio. This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Naming a star could lead to disappointment. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium explains.
There are companies that I believe are unscrupulous that make a sales pitch that sounds as though they are officially naming stars, and for some dollar amount, and you sort of choose the price point. And really all it does is determine how elaborate the Xerox copy of the certificate is that they send you. They will claim for a fee, typically in the vicinity of $40 to $140, that they will name a star for you. And what really irks me is they will make the pitch that this star name will be registered in the Library of Congress. Well, guess what? Every comic book that's ever been published is also in the Library of Congress. The Library of Congress means nothing in terms of whether or not an astronomer in the future is going to name this star Billy Bob Star, or this is Alicia's star, or something like that. There's only one organization that is internationally recognized as having the authority to name celestial objects, and that's the IAU, that's the International Astronomical Union. And for them, naming a star is a hugely sober exercise, and there is no such thing as a check that you can write that will name a star for you. And the IAU process of giving a planet or a moon or a comet or an asteroid or a star a name has nothing to do with whether or not you sent in your 7995.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.